views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with a purpose. Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Yes, this is what we're talking about. Discovering You Again Radio. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this show with the most amazing, most incredible, out of the box, my friend, colleague, Susan Axelrod. Why? Here we go. Let me say it again. Here we go again. Why do I say here we go again? Because we are taking on this conversation, and I want to say, I hope it's the last time that you hear from us on this, because after today's show, you're not only going to hear from Susan, but we got a very special person joining us. It's on feeling self-confident, and key word, feeling, on feeling self-confident. What does that mean? And today, that's what Susan's taking on. But before you jump to that, you should know a little bit about Susan. You know, this is where what we're talking about and who she is the person that's going to ask you, do you ever wonder where your buzz has gone? Are you tired of settling for second best? For those of you, if any of you saw my Facebook post yesterday, you will get that was my Facebook post. I am done with settling in a lot of ways. But that sounds so easy. How about if you're Susan or you're me and you're looking at the second half of your life? You know, when we're in our 20s, we're full of pep. We're not thinking about this. We're not thinking about that. So today, imagine the possibilities of stepping in to a fully embodied, unlimited essence, off the chart, integrity of confidence that you don't even recognize, but you're owning it. Susan, what do you think of that for a show? You like that?
I'm done. We're done now. That intensity that you are sharing, the energy of that, if our listeners just absorb that, they can go on with their day. But in case they can't get that totally, here's what I want to say. We're talking about self-confidence today. Why? Because self-confidence is the essence of where it comes from for you to be able to live life as you want it to be. That's the truth. And if it's not authentic, then it feels uncomfortable and you feel nervous and you get anxious and you get more stressed and maybe even depressed. So the authenticity, yes, it's so funny. You and I, Dr. Pat, we were just having a conversation before we even started.
I know.
People are just coming into our conversation. Here's the thing that I want to say. Before I started my radio show, Dr. Pat was coaching me on how to be a radio show host. And she said to me, find the research, do the research, find the studies. Well, I did find some studies. I found articles, I found studies, but there's just time goes so fast. There's just one thing that I want to share right now. When I Googled studies on self-confidence in women, I got 131 million results.
Why do we think that is, Susan?
Because what happens is actually I do, actually Cornell University, our guest was educated at Cornell University today. I will talk about that in a minute. Cornell University did a study, and they showed that confidence matters as much as competence. Men feel more confident even when they're less competent. But we women often don't feel that. So one of the reasons that is because this inauthenticity comes up from just having that lack of self-confidence. And that's why we're talking about this topic today.
Look, every minute of, okay, this is not a study. This is my two cents on studying it previously.
Yes.
The takeaway I had from studying the 10 years of broken promises, here's the thing that I walk away with on the topic. Every minute of every waking hour we have and every minute of every sleeping hour we have is a mega moment for us to fully embrace the complete, holistic, powerful selves we are. The only thing that stops that is what? Lack of confidence, doubt, fear, negative self-talk. But, you know, I say that, and I also want to say there's also a conditioning in our culture. I don't want to talk about other cultures.
Yeah.
But there's a conditioning that we have to overcome, right? I didn't grow up with that conditioning. For my fifth birthday, my uncle, Dickie Louie Bobby, yes, they're Italian, my uncle Dickie bought me a pair of authentic boxing gloves because let's just say my uncles were into the boxing arena. Boxing gloves, a kid. I didn't take them off. Now, why would I remember that? What was the message in that? So let's talk about that from your perspective, because we're not talking about what I reference to when I'm 20, when I'm 30, or when I'm 5. We're talking that here we are, mature, yes, powerful women. What's up?
Right. What's up is that over that time from that young, confident girl you are, you lose that energy society imposes, self-incriminations impose, external expectations impose on you. And you begin to wonder, am I doing it right? Am I getting it right? You hit your stride and you're doing the best you can. And usually that's great. It's good enough. Then what happens is you come into this part of life and things change. Your body changes. Your life changes. Maybe if you have kids, you know, they go off and that changes. Maybe, you know, you ended up divorced. Maybe your job, you know, changed around you, whether you liked it or not. I have a client whose job just changed and they were like, take it or leave it, baby. And so then all of that sort of grabs hold onto us and we get that lack of confidence again. That's what's happening in the second half of life. That's why the thesis of discovering you again is so important. We're going to be talking about self-image today as well, but I just wanted to spend this first segment to get you, anybody who's listening, either live or by podcast, if you are listening to this,
Facebook.
I want to encourage you to think. Yes, go, Dr. Pat.
Facebook, everywhere. This is going everywhere.
Yeah.
We want to engage you, but let's do something. Let's give out a phone number. Let's give out a caller number. Listen, I've been doing this 15 years. We have the most incredible audience on the planet. That's why we had a call-in number 15 years ago that was unheard of, right? For a show that's done by a woman, like, okay, and then call in 1-800-930-2819. If you want to get help with this issue, this is what this is about. Because, you know, Susan, you are such an inspiration. You are someone that, from the very first time I met you, you are someone that not just talks about what is needed by us as women, but I got to tell you, you raised the bar for me personally. Oh. I'm not going to take time during this show because I don't want to chew up all the airtime. This is an important topic. But I will tell you, we have 5 things on our plate to do in the next month that are a result of me having an experience of you and kicking the belief out of my fear that has to do with the second half of my life. Mm. Now, it's insidious. I don't want people to beat themselves up.
Right.
That's what we don't want. We right. want to say, do not beat yourself up. If you think you're not where you want to be in life, this show's for you. Let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about how confidence showed up for you. I mean, here you are. You're host of a radio show. I mean, let's just have an absolute hot flash over that consideration.
I know, but there's more. The yes. summit is coming up. Right. We're having a summit. The Change Your Mind Summit is kicking off on June 11th. And I am one of the speakers. Look, I really want to speak with, I want to speak to this, Dr. Pat. I'm pointing my finger. People on Facebook can see me, but if you're listening, you can't see. I'm pointing my finger, jabbing it in the air, because I had fears, I had concerns, and I show that. One of the things I really want to say, you know, Dr. Pat, is you have laid the table of authenticity. You have allowed your radio show hosts to be who they are, not have this fear that if it doesn't go perfectly well, like every single thing exactly as it's supposed to go, then you're a failure. No, we live our authentic selves. And that has been my point of confidence. When I let go of that person, that, you know, that person and personality where I had all these self expectations of being perfect and having everything go as it should be, that's when I moved out into a place of self-comfort. And really, I want to encourage our listeners or our viewers on Facebook today to really listen to these words. One step by one step, you don't have to take leaps. Take a breath. Breathe in yourself and breathe in your ability to imagine, what if I could be brave? What if I was more confident? What if it was okay if I failed? And this is the way that we change our mind. And actually, that's what my summit talk is going to be on. Change your mind about yourself. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
But look at, I think we should skip the break only because we're just warming up here. Yeah. And I hope, Carter, we're not going to cause you any angst if we skip the break. Because let's talk about this. You know, the summit. I want to talk about the summit, but I want to talk about it in the context of what we're talking about. When we talk about show, what is it you say? I'm apologizing in advance if I blow this, Susan, okay?
No problem.
Susan Axelrod, right? You not only have to suit up, but you have to show up in the best, clearest, most powerful version of yourself in life. Mm. Now, let me put a caveat on that. For me, before I dialed the wrong phone number, I was on the couch. My remote was my best friend. Mm. So for me, that act of suiting up was the day I put down the remote. So let's just be clear, right? And I'd love for you to talk about this. Let's just be clear about the relationship of confidence and our physical states, because there is one, isn't there?
There is. Come on. Let's be honest. Let's be honest with ourselves.
No. The H
word. Let's be honest. So, Dr. Pat, my roof is getting done. And an hour or two ago, I was worried. Oh, maybe you can hear that in the background.
Oh, I know. Benny's going to give us the jackhammer crust busting. So we're having a crust busting moment. That means the jackhammer of busting through the crust is happening live right now in Susan Axelrod's house. Okay, go ahead.
That's exactly right. So I will speak up. An hour and a half ago, I went into my basement and I said, I need to find a place to have my show in case this happens.
I love it.
I went online and I was doing a Facebook Live. I had just run 5 miles. I was a mess. And, you know, but that self-image piece, our guest is going to come on, Carol Egan. She has helped me so much be the person I wanted to be. Getting healthy and whole inside is what in part allowed me to be confident on the outside. I'm not saying you have to be thin or beautiful. I'm not saying it's about the way your looks. I'm saying that the confidence comes up out of you when you feel good about yourself. And that's the connection that we want to be making here. So I want to see if we can bring Carol on now, all live in real time.
Yeah.
Carol, Betty, Carol, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Let me just, if I may, take a minute to introduce Carol Egan.
Please.
I don't really, you know how these things happen. I don't really remember. Carol and I went to the same college, and it must have been through that connection somehow that we connected up. But when I found out about her, she's an executive health coach, Cornell University trained executive health coach. I went onto her website and I listened to some old podcast of hers. And in that podcast, wait for it, she talked about the toxic waste that we are carrying around in our gut. And I tell you, my life was transformed. I'm not kidding. I'm not embellishing here. For some reason, in that moment, I heard it and I listened, and Carol and I ended up connecting personally. And she has been, you know, sort of my mental role model in this area. And that's why I wanted, Carol, thank you so much for coming on today. That's why I really wanted to invite you to come on and share your message. So welcome, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Pat and Susan. I can say to both of you, I was so excited to come and talk with you, but the energy that you two have just created has really, it's very magnetic. I'm just delighted to be here.
Good. Thank you.
I mean, look, part of what we get viewed as, and let's just use the evaluation word, because I'm telling you, I'm just like still have post-traumatic stress disorder from my ping pong tournament, right? And how absolutely lousy I played in that last game, but now I know why. But let's talk about it. You know, for those of us that are out here and we're talking about this topic, we have to show up in ways that fully express what this might look like, but we also have to show up authentically as people that know what it's like to be on the hot edge of doubt.
Definitely.
You know, I think that we all respond to realness, don't we? You know, and we can smell when there's inauthenticity, when people have got this big persona. But when somebody pulls their pants down in front of us, it really just creates a space of freedom that we can just be real with each other.
Exactly. Carol, I want to ask you really to dive right in. Can you please share the whole idea of how we carry, talking about pulling your pants down in front of us, talk about the whole idea of how we carry the toxic waste in our gut and what that really does to us, because you are a holistic coach. You got the whole package going on. And so please share with us.
So I would love to answer that question by spinning off some of the points that you just made, talking about being confident in who we are and not doubting what we feel to be true for us, and not by, as you said earlier, Susan, external expectations. That alone has shaped us, Dr. Pat, not just our belief systems and our thoughts, but the impact on the choices we've made. We've all been acculturated to think that this is the way Americans do things. And consequently, 88% of us are dying of chronic disease, says the World Health Organization. And so you imagine now, if we think, I was taking notes while you two were talking. You imagine, on the topic of confidence, that you're walking around with, because the human body has a septic system, right? And you imagine if that septic system is backed up. And so let's go to the garbage bag theory I mentioned to you, Susan.
Yes, let's.
Yeah, I have this little analogy that I call the garbage bag theory. So let's pretend that you're in your kitchen, you, Dr. Pat, you, Susan, and you, the listeners in. Let's say you're preparing a dinner and you're chopping all kinds of vegetables and the counter's covered with all your preparations, and somebody knocks on the door. And you're like, oh my God, it's a disaster. And you gather all the stuff in and you put it in the garbage bag and you tie it up and you quickly throw it out in the back deck so that you tidy things up a little. But you forget the bag's out there. Dr. Patton, it's 98.7 degrees out there.
OMG.
So imagine that bag sitting there for days. And gosh knows in today's world that laxatives are one of the most highly bought over-the-counter medications. Imagine that sitting there for days. What do we think's happening inside that bag? So let's get real. It's rotting.
Yeah. Yeah. Decay, deterioration. You know, my grandmother used to have like the five D's, the letter D like dog. She used to go through all of that. Not about what you expressed, but that's the way she described our bedrooms, by the way. So
we have this. So I'll give some more precise words so that the viewers can really bite onto it. So it's rotting. And when there's rot, you have yeast and mold and fungus growing. You have rogue bacteria taking over. And in a garbage bag, it's parasites. Excuse me, in the garbage bag, it's maggots. In the human body, it's parasites.
Right.
And they start to take over the body. Well, we're living on a standard American diet that can't release what we're putting in because the body doesn't recognize what we're putting in the body as food. It's actually going into high alert, high reaction mode. And so there's a cascade of things that are happening. So then the question then becomes, if we dial back to the beginning of the show, if we've got all, and somebody, hang on, and somebody's out in the world, you're calming the external world while this big fight is going on inside the body. There's so much stress going in the body. How can we talk about confidence if this human being is walking around with a backlog? And a backlog, so in the human body, it's going to start to, you keep eating these foods, the body keeps producing excess mucus to protect. So now you don't have just these foods that the body can't remove. You have this excess mucus starting to build up on the colon wall. You have waste matter that's starting to harden and calcify and push into the tissues. Dr. Pat and Susan, and to the listeners, we have 80 to 100 autoimmune diseases today. We have more different names of digestive problems. As I already quoted, the chronic disease is off the charts. We have got to get to inside this C word of confidence. We have to add the C word of common sense. And one time I said to somebody, let's talk about common sense. And they're, maybe I'll title a book called Common Sense. And they're like, nobody will buy it. They don't even know what it is.
Carol, I just need to interrupt.
Please.
So, Dr. Pat, do you see why I wanted to have Carol on?
Oh, I totally. Mean,
this story, I'm telling you, I don't even know how long this goes back. And also that other podcast interview, I don't even know. But though this description is real. And Carol is an expert. She's been studying this for 25 years. She has her own personal story to deal with it. So this is where, even if you can get confident in the ways that we're talking about, using your breath, using your mind, living an authentic life. I wanted to have Carol on this show so that you could understand, if you forgive the use of the expression, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, there's shit going on down there in your blood. So you see what I'm saying, Dr. Pat?
Yeah. I mean, this is really the latest information we're now getting. So let's just take a minute and talk about this. You know, one of the things that we don't talk about, Carol, is exactly what you said. We don't really talk about the full expression of what happens to a body. Now, in our vernacular, we call it holistic. In other vernacular, you know, the conventional, you know, you say the holistic word and everybody goes, what? No. But let's just break it down. The body is a whole system. That's with a W. It's a whole system. It is pure perfection when we make sure like it is fine-tuned, right? You know, my friend's a pilot. He would never get in his plane, his little airplane, without making sure the whole thing has been checked, double checked, right? You know, he knows to do that. We do it. The three of us do it. Our listeners do it. Those things which we view as important to us, we check, double check, and make sure. I don't know of any mother right now that would put their child in a car and not say, honey, did you put your seatbelt on? So what you're talking about here, and let's just bring it forward, is that there is an impact of the level of toxicity that we enable into our consciousness or sphere, into our universe, whatever that is. There is that. Most of us know it's there. Very few want to acknowledge it. Unless, like me, you came down with one of these chronic diseases. My case, it was a mystery disease, a mystery disease. Yes. And then we got to take 10 years to figure it out. We don't want people to do that, Carol. That's why you're here. That's why we're talking about it. So I want to give people some insight.
Can I press this a little bit further, Dr.?
Yeah, please. I would love for you to do that.
So out in the world today, one of the big conversations is, and we grew up with, what is the most important organ, the heart or the brain? What is the most powerful organ to sustain life? And I'm going to be bold and say, and take this platform to say, consider this from a common sense perspective. It's your gut that's the most important. Because how well can the brain and the heart function if they are not getting the nutrients they need? So we're talking about neuroplasticity. We're talking about all of the amygdala, all of these grand and wonderful insights. Don't mistake me. But if the brain is not getting the nutrients it needs, and we know that it gets the nutrients it needs through the digestive system nourishes us holistically, and the same with the heart. So if we're not getting nourished properly, so now let's push this a little bit further. So let's say everybody on the line says, okay, I'm going to start eating healthier. I'm going to take these inflammatory foods out, and I'm going to put more healthier organic foods in. Great. But what happens to the breakdown that's already there? And may I say, that's happened generationally. How can we think, with all of the years that this modern lifestyle has impacted the human frame, how can we not think that we're not having children that are born predisposed because they've been made from sick tissue? That's what I call the generational impact of chronic illness, chronic disease. We're seeing children born with problems today. This is a really dire matter. I take this very seriously. And it got to the point 2 years ago. I've studied with who I deem the most brilliant minds on the planet. And I can tell you, they're a very small collection of a few. But I met somebody almost 2 years ago. And when I found out what he was into, he's a chiropractor who became a growing world-renowned parasitologist. And his claim to fame is, if you have a pulse, you have parasites.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So now let's go back to that rotting garbage. I had somebody say to me once, We all have parasites. Well, that's like we all have candida. We all are born, if we're born healthy, which I am, I'm cut from the cloth right now, that's going to be a very rare person.
That's right.
But if let's say we were born healthy and in balance, there is a balance of friendly bacteria and you know, unfriendly. It's what is the dominant in the digestive system. But when the rogue bacteria, the yeast, the mold, the fungus, and the parasites take over, the parasites actually take over our thought processes. They literally can direct through chemical action and reaction who we become. How do I know that? Because I'm deep, knee deep in that work right now. Because I had learned so much about healing and was helping myself and my clients skyrocket. And then I learned about this. And dare I say, you can't imagine what I'm seeing and discovering.
I think one of the things I want to do is I want to hold that thought for when we come back.
Okay.
Because when we come back, we're going to get real about this, right? You know, part of the dialogue is, one, we don't have people like Carol out there, or you, Susan, out there saying, this is what's happening. This is the new red flag that we should be looking at right now, right? You know, this is it. And me having come off of a very, very dear friend being misdiagnosed, almost died, put in the hospital, if it wasn't for Linda and I, who are pretty much darn experts on Lyme disease and its coefficients, a person with 98% of their blood having Babesia in it, take a look at that thing, would have died. But how do we get that way? What is our human condition that allows us to not be able to defend off against? You know, what is happening to us where once upon a time, Babesia or anything else would have taken a backseat to help? And I agree with you, Carol. I agree with you. Unless you've gone through what is going on in your gut and you make an effort to take care of that, you don't take care of your gut, your health is in a rut. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Every day is not Valentine's, but you make it feel like most of the time when I'm all alone with you.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know, things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I'm not afraid to be alone, but being alone is better with you. Life is better with you. Whoa,
whoa. Yep, that's what we're talking about. Look, for those of you that are just tuning in, welcome. It's great to have you here. This is Discovering You Again Radio. Susan Axelrod joining me here today. You know, it's a show that is about or for women in the second half of their life. But it's more than that. And today, you know, we have a very special guest because we're talking about on feeling self-confident. Carol Egan's joining us on that. Look, before we kind of jump ahead, a couple of things I want to make sure we do. One, I want to make sure folks know how to get a hold of you. But also we have a special offer, a giveaway, Benny, and, you know, let's talk about that. Susan, let's start with you. What's the best way for folks to find out more about you? And then Carol with you.
Okay. Well, you can find me on Facebook. I'm there all the time hanging out live to tell you the truth. Look me up, Susan Axelrod. And my website is What Will Your Legacy Be? I can be found there anytime.
Awesome. Carol, how about you?
And I would say probably the best place to find me is my website. I blog consistently, and I would love to hear, you know, the kinds of themes that I talk about are a little deeper and people might want to have a conversation. So my website is Carol, C-A-R-O-L hyphen E-G-A-N, carol-egan.com.
And we have a giveaway here. Who would like to tell us about the giveaway for the show? You want to do that, Susan or Carol?
Yes, I will be happy to. Carol has generously offered to give away a 30-minute conversation, not a sale, not a pitch for her services, but a pitch-free conversation. And let me tell you, you can get in a lot of time, a lot of conversation with Carol in 30 minutes. And that is something that I encourage you to call in for. We'll let Dr. Pat give the number, and we are going to have three of those as giveaways if you want to call in. And Carol, I want to say thank you because This is serious stuff that we're talking about here. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Benny's going to be, say hi to Benny when you call in. This is our toll-free number. So please call this number and Benny will collect some information from you so you can receive this pay it forward. Very special gift to all of you. Here it is. 1-800-930-2819. Somebody just tried to call in on my Skype number. Did you guys hear that? 1-800. Look, they're still trying to call in. 1-800-930-2819, everybody. So we want to make sure that you have that. That is the call-in number. Mr. Benny is going to be right on it. He'll get as many of these as we can. We have three to give away. We'll do one at a time. 1-800. I just got a message to slow down my number. 1-800-930-2819. Okay.
Carol, you have your hand raised.
I would like to say as a surprise bonus giveaway.
Yeah.
I would be happy to take $500 off the first person who expresses interest in doing a coaching program with me.
Wow. I got to tell you, people, if you're listening to this, I mean, this is something that you want to do. I don't know about you. I'm just sitting back and listening. And I even know this stuff. I've been following Carol. I've been listening, but I'm sitting here listening all over again. And so, Dr. Pat, if it's okay, I really want to say, Carol, give us some action items. What can we do? This conversation about autoimmune disease, about gut and toxic waste, please help us now.
Okay, so I'm going to give you three hot points. How's that?
Great.
The first one is going to 1,000% follow up with the point that you two talked about earlier, and that is your belief systems and your thought patterns. If you're living inside the belief that your doctor knows best, then you may be disconnected from your internal wisdom, your internal teacher. And so you want to do things that help you dial back into trusting yourself. Now, you must hear that I am absolutely not dissing a doctor. There is absolutely a time and a place for Western medical support. But I can tell you from my own trajectory, if I didn't separate myself from that and take on what I playfully like to call Save My Sass Incorporated, I would never have changed the whole trajectory of my life or that of my clients. So challenging. My family has eaten like this for generations, Carol. My doctor knows best, way better than you, Carol. Americans don't eat like that. My friends and family don't approve. You've really got to take that on, because no matter how well-meaning you are, you're going to be SOL. The healthy eating will never hold. The second thing that I'm going to say to you is,
hold on, we have to take a breath. That was big. So hold on, everybody, I'm serious. Everybody take a breath, and I hope that you listened to that. And if you didn't, please play this back as a podcast. It's very hard to combat an old belief system. Okay, go, Carol, next.
Perfect. I appreciate that little breathing break. You're right. It is important to take that kind of stuff in. The second really important point I'm going to say is this. We have all grown up inside a culture of do more, be more, have more, accomplish more. And we're so busy doing and achieving and accomplishing that we end up, especially at this point in our lives, and we look up in the sky or look in the mirror and say, what happened? Where did my life go? Like, we're so disconnected from ourselves. So the point number two is create a more powerful, healthy relationship to your internal guide and to who you are and what really, really matters to you, not to your friends and family, not to your colleagues, not to the world. The world in some ways has gone mad, and it needs us in our most powerful self to bring balance and reason back to life. And from that context, the more you dial forward in learning more about being your most confident, powerful self, you wouldn't make choices that are not good or healthy for you. And of course, I saved this bucket for last, this point for last, because this, I can give you some specifics. The last bucket is on the physical realm. Because see, if we're biochemically off, if we're a dirty septic system, what good can come from that? So we want to start healing our bodies. And the first thing is we must remove processed foods from our diet. The body doesn't recognize them as food. You know, there's no nutrients. You want to focus on foods that are laden with life force energy, that are live, raw fruits and vegetables. Those are the types of things that can pass through the body more easily. Plus, they're magnetic. You've probably seen me sipping on my green juice through the call. Green juice requires, so let's say you're sitting in the background and you're thinking, whoa, this is me. My digestive system is screwed. I've lived like this for years and years. The cool thing about green juice is it doesn't require digestion. It's literally like an IV, but a magnetic IV that goes in and literally, like a scrubbing bubble, scrubs the walls of the colon, and that magnetic energy pulls that old, hard, calcified waste matter out of the tissues.
But let's be clear, Carol, you're not talking about processed green juice with sugar that we find in the market that's called green juice that we think is good for us. No. Please, I know what you're talking about. Please say what you're talking about when you refer to green juice.
So you can, there are juice bars that will press you a fresh juice right in front of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there are some companies, and you know, I'm not affiliated with any of them by any means, but for example, Blueprint or Suja or Evolution that have organic juices with low or no fruit that are cold pressed. You want the cold pressed. When something's been pasteurized or processed, you've lost the magnetic energy. You've lost the life force energy. Now, a lot of people are going to talk to you about nutrients, micronutrients, macronutrients, proteins, carbs, all of this. Dial it down. What do we really need? You need energy. When you study the human frame, and there's lots of science behind this. When you start dialing down to a quantum physics level, we're electrons we're just a mass of electrons spinning around. We want to nourish that. We want to create an alkaline reserve of life force energy in the body. So if we're stressed, it helps support the human body. So again, I have a playful little way of describing this. And I don't know if I offered this to you, Susan, but this is another thing that I'm happy to give you a link to offer, because it really is that important. I can't imagine leaving the depth of this call and not giving the listeners something a little bit.
Yes, please do.
It's called the Holy Trinity, and it's a guide that I made for my private one-on-one clients. Uh-huh. That is a compilation of all of the juice, smoothie, and salad recipes. So that way there, I like to say, if every single day you had a green juice, a green smoothie, and a meal-sized green salad, you have exponentially filled your body with this magnetism that it desperately needs.
Okay, hold on. We've got to breathe again. I'm really serious, everyone. I'm really serious about this. So this is like, I feel emotional. I don't know if you saw me just before. I just became overcome by emotion at this conversation that we're having, because I feel like there's so many people who struggle with this. And all of these things that we're talking about. So I got to like unpack this a little bit. First of all, thank you. We are going to figure out how to share the Holy Trinity that you're talking about. Because on our personal call, you told me about how you make the green drink and the vegetables going in and all that stuff, that scrub, you know, down there, which is what we were talking about. And so to say a green juice, a green smoothie, and a meal-sized green salad, that's something you can do.
Right.
That's something that you can do. So thank you so much. Go ahead.
And to that point, I actually don't, my first recommendation is not buying the green juices, but getting yourself a really good juicer and making them yourself. However, I would recommend those green juices for somebody who has been living in the immediate gratification fast food world that they don't know how to slow down long enough to make things to nourish them.
Yeah, and hello.
Exactly.
Yes.
I want to accommodate that and also point to that's a problem. That why can't we take time to do things, to care for ourselves in this way? Why? Because we live in a world that we're given everything on moment's notice.
Right. And I've learned this from you. I mean, I've learned this from you. I just want to point out something else. You know, the two things, the first two things that you talked about, one, your belief system and thought patterns. This is something that you, the listener and viewer, can do. This isn't like, oh, I could never do that. No, you can do that. That is something. It does take work to change your belief systems. I got my own notes. I've been scribbling while you're talking. And number two, you know, the culture of doing more, being more, having more, accomplishing more, slowing down, like you just said, to be able to actually make from scratch a green drink with all those vegetables and the juicer and all of that. I'm guilty of this. I got to be honest. I never bought a juicer. I just am working at it in different ways by eating better and whatnot. But I am... this is just so, it's doable, people. And that's the uplift that I want to be sure to share. Okay, Carol, keep going.
So the third, so, you know, to your renumbering things. And the third point is nutrition.
Yeah.
But, you know, while we're here, let's add a little kind of point four to round it all out. And to circle back to point one. If you create this as fun, it will be fun.
Mm.
If you create this as hard and deprivation and burdensome, it's going to show up as hard, deprivation, and burdensome.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you love the Rolling Stones. You go into the kitchen and you blast the Rolling Stones and you dance while you prep foods. Music is one of the best known state changers, right? We listen to a sad song, we're crying. We listen to fun music, we're dancing. No crying music. You put the fun dance music on and you make your preparations and you're going to start training on this amygdala, on this deeper neurological level, that healthy is actually fun. And I promise you, I started out this way. It will show up this way if you create it as fun.
Oh my gosh. I know that we're coming. I don't know how much more time we have, but I know
we have a few minutes. And, you know, one of the things I want to say about that is, you know, there's a lot that you both have talked about today and a lot more to be talked about. Yeah. And so part of this is to get people in a place where we are all really, really thinking about the content, but also thinking about how to fully stand in the power of who we are. And so what I want to make sure is we have literally 2 minutes. I want to thank you both for this, because this really is a gigantic first step. Without it, we don't really get well. Mm-hmm. Susan, again, how can people find out more about you? Please mention the summit. Carol, for you as well. And thank you for opening up the door for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so glad. Yeah. So Susan Axelrod, please find me on Facebook under my name, Susan Axelrod. My website is whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And I would look forward to hearing from you. The summit, Change Your Mind Summit, with Cornelia Stephanie. It's coming up on June 11th, and there's going to be 11 powerful speakers. And so you'll be hearing more about that. If you want to tune in on May 30th, we'll be talking with Dr. Pat about that. Okay, yeah. Carol, thank you. Thank you. Go. Please let us know how we can get more from you.
I am on Facebook. You can also find me on Facebook. I do have a business page. But I still say, you know, we talked about some deep themes, and there might be a listener who would love to, shoot me out a few questions or explore what I do. And may I say, I blog like this. And so there's a wealth of information on my website that I know can be very helpful. So my website is carol-egan.com, carol-egan.com.
Wow. And for those of you out there, I'm Dr. Pat. If you want to find out more about me, you can certainly go to the drpatshow.com. Pretty soon you're going to find out lots more about a couple of new shows that I'll be doing. The additional thing is this is heard on transformationtalkradio.com. Pretty soon you'll get to get up close and personal with 8 new channels on that network. And don't forget, we're 24/7 about positive conversations that change the world. This was an epic one. Thank you both, everybody.
You've been listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch us next month on the fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.